We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ife Blessimong Asadema.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 70, Slovenia.
Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia will donate more than $38 million US dollars for Palestinian aid. In ecology news, multidisciplinary efforts are called for to protect India's abundant biodiversity. In sustainable energy news, a Philippine non-profit is promoting electric versions of the popular jeepney. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 22nd, eminent ballet choreographer Mr. George Balanchine was born in 1904 in St. Petersburg, Russia. Considered one of the greatest choreographers in the history of ballet, Mr. Balanchine was the co-founder and the artistic director of the New York City Ballet in the United States, one of the leading dance companies in the world. He is known for combining modern concepts of ballet with classical ideals. Among his famous works are Don Quixote and The Nutcracker, which is performed every year in New York during the Christmas season. For his masterful talents, Mr. Balanchine received numerous accolades, including the 1983 Presidential Medal of Freedom, the United States' highest civilian honor. May Mr. George Balanchine's amazing legacy continue to promote much appreciation for the delightful beauty of dance.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Pakistan. When a heavy landslide pummeled Adabad in northern Pakistan's Hunza Valley a year ago, it claimed the lives of 20 people and buried the Karakoram Highway, a key link to China. The flow of the Hunza River was also blocked, causing the formation of a barrier lake that spread 23 kilometers upstream, submerging four villages and prompting the Pakistani government to evacuate 45,000 people into a dozen shelters.
Upon hearing of the situation, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed her sorrowful prayers as she donated $15,000 for emergency supplies. In accordance with her instructions, our association members had traveled to the region twice, working with the local organization All Green to bring relief and assistance. However, as of November 2010, the displaced were still unable to return to their homes, with their survival further threatened by lack of food and temperatures that had rapidly dropped to below 0 degrees Celsius. Knowing of the Supreme Master Qinghai from our relief team's previous visits and the SOS flyers they had received, the local Pakistani governments contacted our association asking for help. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated an additional $15,000 with all her love, asking that our association members please go to offer comfort to the most desperate. This combined amount of $30,000 could acquire $535,000 in vital materials if obtained in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Our association members from Formosa or Taiwan went as soon as possible to conduct the relief work, covering their own travel and related expenses of $5,540. While waiting for a permit to enter the affected area, they were asked by the local government to meanwhile visit the Skardu district, which they were told was even more critically affected than Hunza. The relief team purchased rice, flour, oil, sugar, beans, salt, and other daily life necessities, which they prepared into 400 packages along with 160 blankets to keep the victims warm. As the Skardu and Hunza areas were highly restricted, the relief team requested the kind assistance of the All Green personnel whom they had worked with previously to help distribute the supplies. Four members of the All Green organization thus handed out 200 packs of food and 100 blankets in Skardu, where local temperatures had dropped to minus 11 degrees Celsius, and 200 packs of food and 60 blankets in Hunza to the appreciative disaster victims there.
We are grateful regional Pakistani governments and All Green personnel for your caring efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt care of the Pakistani people and our association's relief team for their selfless endeavors. We pray for the smooth recovery of daily regularity to the Pakistani people's lives, and that such devastating events may soon be a thing of the past as humanity acts with gentler regard for all beings.
Severe cold and fog disrupts lives in Bangladesh. An unprecedented intense cold wave has been affecting tropical Bangladesh since early January, resulting in at least 11 fatalities due to cold-related disease. Travel and other daily activities have been disrupted, especially in northern districts such as Panchgar, Rangpur, Rashahi, and Kushtia, where a dense fog has been completely blocking sunlight for an entire week. Children and infants have been particularly hard hit by the cold, with many seeking hospital treatment for illness such as pneumonia, coughs, bronchial asthma, and fever. Less fortunate neighborhoods are also struggling, especially where residents are still living in homes damaged by the May 2009 Cyclone Ayla. In addition, crop growth is noted to be slowed by the intense winter weather. The Bangladesh Red Crescent Society is working to bring warm clothes to over 30,000 people.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials and the Bangladesh Red Crescent Society to see if help is required. With a sorrowful heart and prayers, she also asked that they go if possible to the affected areas using $15,000 to purchase warm blankets, etc. for the most vulnerable victims. This amount could require $435,000 in urgent necessities if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in Bangladesh. Our appreciation, Bangladesh Red Crescent Society, and all persons working to ease conditions for the cold affected, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care.
May we soon see a return of natural balance to the seasons as humanity unites in earth-conscious ways.
Earthquakes rattle Georgia, Turkey, Armenia, and New Zealand. On Wednesday, January 19th, a trembler measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale hit Georgia, 19 kilometers south of Kutaisi, causing minor injuries to a panic-stricken woman who jumped from the second story of a building. In Baghdadi district, the wall of a home collapsed while a landslide was also triggered in Sarmay, prompting emergency services to send personnel to clear a blocked road. The tremors were also felt in nearby Armenia and Turkey. On Thursday, Turkey recorded a strong magnitude 6.2 quake that raised fears among residents as it rattled Gürcük district in Kocaeli province and could also be felt in Istanbul and İzmit.
That morning in New Zealand, yet another trembler rocked New Zealand's Canterbury region. Measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale, 10 kilometers southwest of Christchurch, it was the 3,907th tremor to jolt the area after the damaging 7.1 magnitude quake in September 2010. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of significant damage or casualties. We thank heaven for the general safety of the quake-affected persons as we pray at the same time that such distressing events may soon cease as our gentler lifestyles help ensure planetary stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Quitting smoking helps good cholesterol levels. A study of 1,500 smokers in the USA has found that the amount of good cholesterol or high-density lipoprotein or HDL goes up for those who quit smoking. Lead scientist Dr. Adam Gepner of the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health also found that although weight gain is thought to adversely affect HDL levels, all 300 participants who quit smoking during the study, even those who gained weight, were noted to have increased HDL levels. Dr. Gepner and colleagues at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, we appreciate your work in showing the immediate and inclusive benefits of smoke-free living. May more and more people choose to quit this harmful habit and reclaim their right to improved health.
Jordan displays larger graphic warnings to deter smoking. As the Health Ministry of Jordan heads a campaign to bring awareness to tobacco-related diseases, its recent initiatives included a decision to increase the area on cigarette packaging devoted to warning labels. In 2006, Jordan adopted the International Framework Convention for Tobacco Control, which now has 166 signatory parties working to eliminate tobacco across the globe. One of the accord's requirements is that all cigarette packets must display an image of diseased lungs occupying 30% 50% of one side, with 30% of the other side devoted to additional text warnings. Jordan's new initiative goes beyond this standard by now requiring a full 50% of cigarette packet space to be filled with images depicting lung and lip cancers, as well as stained teeth on one side with warnings still in place on the other side. We laud your bold initiative, Jordan, to further safeguard the well-being of fellow citizens. Blessed be such exemplary developments in hastening the day when the healthful state of clean air and lungs is enjoyed by societies across the globe.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide.
Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion US dollars annually in the United States alone.
Depression. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions, harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing, speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke, heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Rescuers free endangered right whale. Following an initial rescue on Christmas Day, when state personnel from Georgia and Florida, USA, were able to free a young North Atlantic right whale from her entanglement in 150 feet of fishing rope and mesh debris, it was discovered more recently that the whale was still caught in fishing debris that had become tightly wrapped around her mouth and flippers.
Using satellite tracking, scientists from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, were able to identify her new location and traveled there to use a rare sedation method only performed once before in an effort to free the whale from what were considered life-threatening restrictions. Once the sedative set in, the team had 2 hours to perform the delicate operation that would free the young whale from the lines that emerged from both sides of her mouth. NOAA personnel then treated her wounds and revived her. The endangered marine mammal, believed to be one in only 300 to 400 still in existence, will be tracked for a further 30 days to ensure her recovery.
A salute of gratitude to all U.S. rescuers involved for your caring and persistent efforts to free this gentle giant. May humanity soon offer the same love and respect so that she and all marine co-inhabitants can swim the seas in lives of peaceful freedom.
Save our planet. Key species and habitats jeopardized by climate change. Issued by the U.S.-based Endangered Species Coalition, the report, It's Getting Hot Out There, Top 10 Places to Save for Endangered Species in a Warming World, describes ecosystems that are already under threat due to climate change. Based on data from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which states that up to 30% of all species face increased risk of extinction with a 3 degrees Celsius rise in temperature, the report outlines vulnerabilities while urging the U.S. government for greater protection of natural habitats.
Top among the 10 jeopardized ecosystems is the Arctic Sea region, noted to be warming at twice the rate of the rest of the world, with dwindling habitats for polar bears, Pacific walrus, and at least 6 species of seals. Other ecosystems on the list include the Sierra Mountains in California, USA, where 30 native species of amphibians, including the yellow-legged frog, are known to be at risk, and the Greater Everglades of the southern USA, home to 67 threatened and endangered species, including the beloved herbivorous marine mammal, the manatee. Commenting on the imminent perils to animals and Earth as seen through these locations, Endangered Species Coalition Executive Director Letta Hutta stated, "Climate change is no longer a distant threat on the horizon. It has arrived and is threatening ecosystems that we all depend upon, and our endangered species are particularly vulnerable. If we are serious about saving endangered species from global warming, then these are the places to start.
Thank you, Executive Director Hutta and Endangered Species Coalition, for identifying these key areas that need our attention now. Let us all join in immediate actions to protect our planet and her precious inhabitants.
As part of her tireless efforts to protect all the irreplaceable beings on Earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the vital role of humanity's care for our animal co-inhabitants during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
The animal friends are in many ways more aware of climate change than we are, because they are the ones on the front lines holding up nature's delicate web of life. They are also, sadly, the first-hand victims of global warming, as we have witnessed and discovered. They are in our hands, the humans' hands, and the essential change that will be the most restorative for our world is to be vegan. That is the essence of what we need to stabilize the planet, to bless the world through our everyday benevolent actions, meaning be vegan.
Save our planet. British environmental economist Lord Nicholas Stern, who cautioned in 2006 that doing nothing to address climate change would cost 20% of the global economy versus 1% if actions were taken quickly, now warns that the costs of mitigation are higher because of its already accelerating effects.
Save our planet. With long queues forming to receive water from trucks since heavy rains recently contaminated the water system, Panama's government increases the number of water tanker trucks to deliver additional quantities of the precious resource to Panama City's 1 million residents.
Hello viewers, I'm Igide Wana, and I love my plant-based diet. Today I have a tip about removing tough stains from marble, laminated counter coverings, or plastic surfaces. You can use baking soda, making a paste by adding a little water to it. Rub it on the area you wish to work on until the surface is spotless. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news. Australia will donate more than $38 million for Palestinian aid. Australian Minister for Foreign Affairs, His Excellency Kevin Rudd, announced that $18 million will be provided over 3 years for Palestinian refugees in West Bank, Gaza, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. The funds will be directed through the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East to assist with education, health, housing and social services. In addition, $20 million will be allocated to the Palestinian Authority through the World Bank Trust Fund. Our heartfelt gratitude, Australia, for your care and generosity. May the gracious Palestinian people greet many joyful days with Allah's immense blessings.
In ecology news, India is home to a wealth of plant and animal species. In a keynote speech on agricultural biodiversity and farmers' rights, Bursar Agricultural University Vice Chancellor Dr. N.N. Singh stated that India ranks fourth in plant biodiversity in Asia and 10th on a global basis. It is home to 45,000 types of flora and 91,000 species of fauna. For conservation projects, Vice Chancellor Dr. Singh is calling for a multidisciplinary approach. Our appreciation, Vice Chancellor Dr. N.N. Singh, for raising awareness of the importance of the rich biodiversity of your nation. May all precious life continue to flourish, making a vital contribution to a balanced ecosystem for eons to come. Coming up on Noteworthy News, e-jeepneys are gaining popularity in the Philippines as a sustainable form of transportation. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more peaceful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, idyllic news for a charming world. In sustainable energy news, a Philippine non-profit promotes electric vehicles in the nation. The Institute of Climate and Sustainable Cities has funded 20 e-jeepneys. This electric version of the country's iconic transportation vehicle uses lead-acid batteries, which take about 8 hours to recharge. It is envisioned that later, a more energy-efficient type will be substituted. The brightly colored vehicles are gaining interest and attention from traditional jeepney drivers and are being warmly welcomed by the public. Kudos, Institute of Climate and Sustainable Cities, for your eco-friendly steps. With green efforts such as these, combined with humanity's adoption of the earth-saving plant-based diet, surely a bright future awaits us with heaven's grace.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Floor. It is told in English.
Chair of Climate Change Conference to new participant. Michael, you can have the floor now.
New participant. No thanks, I'm already standing on it.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
无上师电视的节目真的非常棒，非常感谢师父让世人欣赏到如此提升人心、滋养性灵的灵性综艺。 希望世人都能敞开心扉，选择素食、爱心、健康的生活方式。杰西，中国哈尔滨。
Genial Jesse, your supportive comments are much appreciated. It is good to hear you are enjoying programs of Supreme Master Television. We also pray that 2011 is the year each global citizen realizes everything is to be gained by transitioning to the low-emissions vegan diet. May divine light shine on you and the spiritual people of China.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May faith always be your trusted guide and cherished companion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leading Jamaica-based cell phone company Digicel is awarded a $2.5 million prize from the U.S.-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for being the premier company to develop and deliver the convenience of cell phone banking to Haiti in less than 6 months.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI's new book, Light of the World, noted for its clarity and openness on a range of spiritual topics, is experiencing record sales in many of the 18 languages in which it has been published.
Palestinian Authority officials raised the flag of Palestine outside their diplomatic mission offices in Washington, D.C., USA, symbolically affirming the people's efforts toward statehood.
One of China's top pianists, Li Yundi, performs a charity solo concert in Beijing, China, paying tribute to individuals and companies who contributed to the efforts of the Red Cross Society of China over the past year.
Ugandan authorities rescue 500 African gray parrots from an illegal smuggling situation, placing the birds with the Uganda Wildlife Education Center for medical treatment and return to the wild upon their recovery.
Supreme Master Qinghai is offering $5,000 for helping with the good work of the Uganda Wildlife Education Center.
Researchers from universities in California, USA develop a first-ever metal-fabricated glass which has the remarkable properties of being stronger than steel yet flexible at the same time.
United Arab Emirates President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan donates $100 million to Syria to construct a 260-bed hospital in Syria's Homs province.
An Australian study of 5,600 teens finds that those who are optimistic and think more positively about themselves are far less prone to emotional problems such as depression, even into adulthood.
To help the hundreds of thousands affected by floods in Sri Lanka, India donates 34 tons of food, clothing, medical supplies, and sleeping materials, while the United States donates $300,000 to purchase emergency materials such as boats for local governments.
The European Union and the European Commission announced their support of the Tunisian people and their goal of a democratic electoral process along with inclusive human rights.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.